Denise Lowe discusses World War I in poetry and comics, Above the Dreamless Dead. As the Great War dragged on and its catastrophic death toll mounted, a new artistic moment found its feet in the United Kingdom. The trench poets, as they began to be called, were soldier poets dispatching their verse from the front lines. Known for its rejection of war as a romantic or noble enterprise and its plain-spoken condemnation of the senseless bloodshed of war, trench poetry soon became one of the most significant literary moments of its decade.
This is Denise Lowe, a regular contributor to High Plains Public Radio and second Poet Laureate of Kansas. Above the Dreamless Dead, World War I in Poetry and Comics, edited by Chris Duffy, is one of the selections for this season's High Plains Public Radio Book Club. Today, I want to look at some of the fine poems in this illustrated anthology. Joining of words and images is part of our daily screen time lives. Poetry, the oldest literature, adapts to these times and still has the ability to gut-punch audience members. Let me give an example from the book, this poem by Wilfred Owen, Dulce et Decorum Est. Bent double like old beggars under sacks, knock-kneed, coughing like hags, we cursed through sludge, till on the haunting flares we turned our backs, and towards our distant rest began to trudge. Men marched asleep. Many had lost their boots, but limped on, bloodshod. All went lame, all blind, drunk with fatigue, deaf even to the hoots of gas shells dropping softly behind. Gas! Gas! Quick, boys! An ecstasy of fumbling, fitting the clumsy helmets just in time. But someone still was yelling out and stumbling and floundering like a man in fire or lime, dim through the misty panes and thick green light, as under a green sea I saw him drowning. In all my dreams before my helpless sight, he plunges at me, guttering, choking, drowning. If in some smothering dreams you too could pace behind the wagon that we flung him in, and watch the white eyes writhing in his face, his hanging face like a devil sick of sin. If you could hear at every jolt the blood come gargling from the froth-corrupted lungs, obscene as cancer, bitter as the cud of vile, incurable sores on innocent tongues. My friend, you would not tell with such high zest to children ardent for some desperate glory the old lie, dulce et decorum est, por patria mori. These last lines from Horace translate as, "It is fitting and sweet to die for one's country." Owen died in the last year of World War I. Rudyard Kipling is a more well-known poet represented in Above the Dreamless Dead. I know him from children's stories, but his verse related to World War I is striking. His two-line poem, "The Coward," is an epitaph. I could not look on death, which being known, men led me to him blindfold and alone. This is Denise Lowe.
The Radio Readers Book Club is an on-air, online community of readers exploring themes of interest to those who live and work on the High Plains. The book club is made possible in part by generous gifts from Lon Fromm of Colby, Kansas, Dr. George Hopkins of Garden City, and from Lynn Hughes of Cimarron, Kansas. 10,000 words swarm around.